Today on AI News, we're taking a closer look at what Boston Dynamics just previewed for CES 2026. Plus, I'll show you the latest humanoid robot stunts and stick to the end to see this brand new robot. But first, let's start with Boston Dynamics and Hyundai's upcoming CES 2026 livestream presentation about their new AI robot strategy, where they're going to preview their latest version of the Atlas in a first look from the research lab. And as for some stats, its joints can spin 360 degrees to carry out these superhuman movements you see, and it's designed to integrate into work sites where it's already in testing at Hyundai's factories in Georgia, USA. And the company says they're training Atlas to work with humans, but how much assistance from humans will this robot really need? And something else that's gaining discussion is the three-finger design of Atlas hands, where its fingers and thumb can rotate all the way around like you're seeing here to achieve a sort of superhuman dexterity. But how does this translate to real-world use? Because it's still unclear as to whether a regular five-fingered hand without this 360-degree range of motion can achieve an even greater level of dexterity, or maybe if Boston Dynamics should just offer a three-fingered hand as well as a five-fingered hand and let the market decide which to use and where. But Boston Dynamics also just revealed these bombshells on its roadmap to try to keep up with robots like the ones that I'm about to show you next here. But to set the stage first, these are the seven core plans Boston Dynamics is using to keep up, starting with a shift from explicit programming to teaching robots tasks, including telling them when they've failed, how to correct mistakes, and how to improve their performance over time. And improving over time will be much easier to start with if they execute on number six here, which is to leverage pre-training to provide a system that makes better initial guesses on policies and behaviors, which allows it to improve more quickly. And this works into their fifth core agenda around AI in 2026, because Boston Dynamics is also building their own robot brain to reason in real time, as well as generate and find the right data. And next, their fourth goal is what everyone's really been looking forward to, which is Boston Dynamics finally making Atlas available for purchase to the general public. And as a result of sales, their third plan is to deploy thousands of robots into the wild over the next few years. And after deploying Atlas at scale like this, they'll be able to achieve plan number two, which is to advance their dexterity for more complex multi-step tasks. And this could allow them to reach plan number one, which is basically robot AGI, where Atlas could learn completely new tasks and interactions with the physical world, including dexterity and common sense, just by watching videos of humans doing things. But Unitree may be hot on their heels with a slightly different approach when it comes to their latest H2 humanoid, which will likely be at CES 2026, and they just released this new footage of the robot performing side kicks and moon kicks. But the real question is, where does this robot find a fitting use case in the market? Because just watching this footage makes you think of possibly performative or protective applications. Specifically, Unitree's H2 looks like it's agile enough to put up a legitimate fight if it had to, so could this be used as maybe a robot soldier or bodyguard, or maybe some kind of android mercenary? So far, it's missing a critical component, though, that this third new robot that I'll show you in just a second already has. But comment down below which robot you think would win in an android MMA fight, the Atlas or H2. And finally, there's this brand new humanoid from PrimeBot with a twist for widespread accessibility. So the smaller humanoid is called the Q1 or Quester 1, and it's the result of a joint venture between AGIBot and Shanghai New Materials to build the first personal humanoid for the Creator Generation. So what is the Creator Generation, you may be asking? Well, the Q1 is called a backpack lab or a personal lab, with AGIBot highlighting customization and experimentation in embodied AI. So this is just supposed to be a shift towards a more affordable, portable humanoid for individual users rather than a large-scale institutional application. And here's what that means. So to start with the tech specs, it's only 0.8 meters tall or around 2 feet 7 inches, and it weighs roughly 1/8 the weight and volume of a full-size humanoid model. But let's take a look at the Q1's joints and actuators. So it's using miniaturized quasi-direct joints, which are called QDD joints, and they've been reduced to the size of an egg, which provide the Q1 with full body force control, torque management, tactile feedback, and fast dynamic response for more agile movements. And when it comes to degrees of freedom, it's not explicitly stated for the Q1, but from a glance, there appear to be well over 20 altogether. And next, for mobility, the robot can walk, balance, and recover after falling. And its walking speed isn't specified, but you can tell us from the video what your guess would be for this robot's top speed, judging by these clips of it playing some soccer. And when it comes to its key features, starting with customization, its exterior shell is fully open source, meaning you can use it as a basis for 3D printing your own custom designs. Plus, the Q1's hardware and software can also be modified. And regarding the Q1's programming tools, it includes a zero-code motion platform for easy behavior programming, so you can think of them like assembling blocks. Plus, it also features a fully open software and hardware development kit. And as for interaction, it supports natural voice commands, onboard navigation, and multimodal responses, as well as out-of-the-box capabilities like chatting, positioning, and carrying out very basic tasks. And so this brings us to its applications. So far, it's looking most suitable for education, including English tutoring or guided dance coaching, research, like validating AI behaviors, and entertainment. But do you think that this could become even more popular with people who want to just get into robotics development, like treating this as an entry point to a miniature test platform for the real world? This is because the Q1 has a crash-resistant design, meaning that you shouldn't have to worry about constantly fixing it. And it's all powered by Q1's core AI platform, which is called AGI Soul. And this is AGI Bot's proprietary AI system, which handles its voice chat, learning, and adaptive responses. And it also integrates with AGI Bot's vision language action models for tasks like manipulation and long horizon planning. Then, when it comes to the Q1's most advanced models, it's building on AGI Bot's Go1 foundation model, combining vision language AI with latent planners. So what does all this mean? Well, in terms of adaptation, the Q1 supports real-world reinforcement learning, which means that this robot is supposed to be able to acquire new skills in minutes, potentially. And on top of this, it can listen, respond, and learn user preferences or evolve its behavior on the fly. Anyways, here are some clips of some other robots that may be at CES 2026. But like and subscribe and check out these videos here for more of the latest in AI news.